predictability. The milkman, the paper boy, the evening TV.
Made a mess.
Don't worry, DJ will be cool with it.
What have you done to my kitchen? I am not cool with this.
Wow, I was way off.
FBI, give me things tonight is a simple housewarming dinner at the old Giller house.
Don't you mean FYI?
No, FBI. Fernando's big information. So, FYI, Kimmy does not know that Jimmy and I have painstakingly restored her childhood home back to its full Giller glory.
Really? Like every weird artifact? Even the egg
yes.
shaped? Not the humongous.
Yes.
What about the rubber?
Oh, no. You can only find those in Thailand.
Now remember, not one word to Kimmy.
Hey, Deej.
Hey, I said not one word.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So, check it out. Got my cast off.
Oh, nice. That's great.
Yeah. And now I can finally take a real shower.
Oh, hallelujah. Yes.
In other news, Kimmy, I just want you to know the only reason I'm going to this party tonight is because Jimmy invited me. Not because I'm curious to finally see the Giller house.
You've never been inside?
Nope. I was not welcome.
Oh, sweet cheese, you chose not to come over.
Because when I was five, you told me your house was haunted.
It was haunted by a friendly ghost named Mr. Muchnick.
You are such a liar, liar, pants on fire. You owe me an apology.
Do not, because I'm not a liar. And as far as the pants on fire thing, that was one time at a fondue restaurant.
Come on, you guys, just say you're sorry so we can have fun tonight.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
That you're out of your mind.
In that case, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
That you're such an idiot.
Girls, you are killing the she-wolf vibe.
Yeah, let's all put aside our squabbling and enjoy being part of the pack.
Hey, everybody. Cuteness has arrived,
and I also brought the baby.
Becky's doing the show from New York for a couple weeks, so I've been stuck with this little butterball all by myself. I'm jonesing for some adult conversation.
Oh, yeah, I know. I was
still jonesing.
Oh, come here.
Well, here's some adult conversation. We're all going out tonight, so you're stuck here babysitting all of our kids.
Oh, goody.
Oh, and can you work some of that Uncle Jesse magic on Jackson and Max? Yeah, sharing a room is driving them nuts.
You bet. I never met a kid I couldn't handle. Except this one. She won't go to sleep for me at night, but tonight that is all going to change. Oh, and you do need a change.
Hi, Uncle Jesse.
Oh, hey, Jesse.
Hey. Oh, hey, Jesse.
There's all the kids I love so much. Small, medium, large, and pneumonia, was it?
It's Ramona.
That's what I said, Ramonia.
Ramona.
Ramonia.
Ra.
Ra.
Mo.
Mo.
Na.
Nya. Oh, come on, come on. Pamela Donaldson Katsopoulos, I need you to go to sleep, please. Will you go to sleep? All right. Here's your binky. Here's your bibby. And here's your whoopee. Great. Come on, I need you to get serious. Watch the little purple bee. Watch it.
Watch the bee go round and round and round.
You rookie! You rookie! That's
not funny. That's not funny.
Hey, Jesse, I need your help. Pretend you're a cute guy.
Ouch.
You know what I mean. Pretend you're a young guy.
Ouch.
Anyway, I'm starting high school soon, and I want a new look. Should I go blonde or curly?
Oh, do not go blonde. Maintaining blonde roots are a nightmare.
But I can help you with a perm.
You've done it for Becky?
No, I've done it for myself. One of my many hairstyles over the years. Here you go. You got your classic mullet, Jesse. Your perm, Jesse. Yeah. Farrah Fawcett, Jesse. And your Rachel from Friends, Jesse.
Hey, what did you do to my bed?
I turned it into an enchanted dinosaur village.
Dinosaurs don't live in villages, genius.
Well, mine do. It's called imagination.
Well, this is called retaliation.
That's it, you jerk! That's a mean out of me!
Yeah, we'll bring that
right
there.
He's a little turd.
He's not living up to his potential.
Stop it now, guys. Just say I love you and hug. Now.
What a grumpopotamus.
Get over it. I love you, hug, go.
Fine. I love you.
Fine. I love you, too.
Good enough. Oh, say, who has two thumbs and can fix any kid problem? This guy.
Why do you talk like that?
Guess who's gonna choose to ignore that? This guy. That baby won't go to sleep. Here's a very good lesson in parenting. Let him cry it out. Show him who's boss.
Daddy!
Coming, baby angel.
It feels so strange being back here. Do you realize I walked in and out of this door every time I walked in and out of this house? Oh, look! It's the clown doorbell. Do you remember what we used to do?
Neighbors, let me get the door for you. Welcome to your childhood home, where the past is present, and my present to you is your past. Please stay with the group and no flash photography. Worker.
I feel like I'm home again.
I feel like I should call and let someone know where I am.
It is great going down, but man, it is a bear going back up.
And you found... Dad's farting chair.
And your mother's too.
All of this for me? You're the most wonderful man.
In the whole wide world. I want you to feel at home so one day this can be your home.
Oh, you have a farting couch too.
No, that was me.
Well, the only thing that I don't see is your ghost.
There's a ghost here? Not that I believe in ghosts, but is there a ghost here?
There is no ghost. Kimmy told a big lie.
Your hair color's a big lie. Girls, please, stop fighting.
All of our hair colors are a big lie.
Yeah, be nice or somebody's getting a timeout.
Me! Me, me, me!
Okay, Kimmy, you know the drill.
What is she doing?
Oh, the Gibblers had a unique way of disciplining their children. I'm a bad, bad girl. Hey, Jimmy, remember when Mom and Dad stuck us up here and went to Napa?
No talking during timeout.
All right, if you don't want to sleep by yourself, you'll sleep with your cousin. Now, Ebony and Ivory, sleep together in perfect harmony.
Look, don't jump. Go to sleep.
Don't you jump.
I'm going to kill you.
I'll be right back. Keep jumping.
Hey!
What's going on? When did Legos get so big?
I fell asleep doing my homework, and Max built a wall around me.
To make my room great again.
I'm busting out of here. That's right. I'm tough.
Yeah, you just busted through a toy wall that's recommended for ages 3 to 7, so...
I'm almost in high school. Why do I have to share a room with a fourth grader?
Because Mom wants me to help you with your homework.
All right, A, stop stealing my bits. Two, you guys start getting along or I'm going to separate you.
Good. Do it. Please do it.
Well, I did it. Say hi to your new roommates.
You can't do this to me.
Oh, yes, he can. And he did. And I'm loving it.
Hello?
What?
You forgot to put on my prem solution?
Oh, right, okay. All right, the three of you, get to sleep right now.
Whoa, Uncle Jesse, what about dinner?
Oh, you kids are so high maintenance. All right, I'll make you dinner. You come with me. We'll walk and squeeze. Come on, walk and squeeze. Walk and squeeze. Walk and squeeze. Walk.
Are we going to have any fun?
No.
Candy on the cob is delicious.
It is in season.
So, Kimmy, when did your mom and dad move out of here?
Y2K. They built a bunker in the Everglades. They'd be so disappointed to know the world never ended.
That's why we didn't tell them.
Well, I have seen a lot of weird things here tonight, but no ghost.
Mr. Muchnick, welcome back.
What just happened?
Nothing. Kimmy's trying to scare us, and it's pathetic.
You okay, Matt?
Yeah. I just wanted to tell you what I want for Christmas. Which is to leave right now.
For the last time, there is no ghost.
Okay, so there's a slight chance that there might be an itty-bitty baby ghost.
And he kidnapped Matt.
No, I'm good. I'm just here looking for my contact lens.
Honey, you don't wear contacts.
Fine, I'm looking for my courage.
Was I right, or was I right?
It's possible that you might be not wrong.
So I was right! Ooh, it's like a hot fudge sundae from a soul.
That doesn't change the fact that when I was a kid, you always made me feel like the annoying tag-along little sister that nobody wanted around.
Well, you were. But now, you're the annoying tag-along little sister that we do want around.
Oh. Thanks, Kimmy. I'm sorry I called you a liar.
I'm sorry, I never made you feel welcome here when we were kids. Come here, Squirt.
Aww, the she-wolf pack is back.
Sorry, I thought I turned that off.
Wait a second. You rigged all this ghost stuff?
Uh-huh, because DJ told me to.
What? No, I didn't.
Excuse me, but you said you wanted Kimmy and Steph to stop arguing, so obviously you wanted me to create the illusion of a ghost using an elaborate series of pulleys, levers, and electronic devices. Duh.
Wow, I have to be careful about what I say around you.
You all do.
So it turns out that Kimmy was wrong and I was right. Ooh, it's like a hot fudge sundae for my soul. Booyah! Ha ha, Jimmy, joke's over.
I'm not doing that.
He's back!
To understand why this house was so cheap.
Come on, boy. Come on, boy. Come on. Come on, boy. There we go. Come on, girl. Come on. Come on, little doggies. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on over here. Come on. Here we go. Here we go. Sit. Sit. All right. Sit. Sit. Stay. Who gets a treat? Okay, good. Here. You guys eat these treats. Here you go. I'm just gonna tie you up very quickly so you don't scare me. There we go. Good? Now, oh, I know. Here. You guys wanna draw? Let's draw something cool. Let's draw me.
No? Oh, you forgot about my hair? And why are those kids tied up like dogs?
Because they wouldn't go to sleep, so I took them outside to walk. They chased a cat, sniffed the bush, did their business, and I brought them back.
Uncle Jesse, look behind you.
I have mercy burgers. Have mercy!
Looks like they're done.
You think? Rinse what out? Oh, that. Right now. Go upstairs, take the curlers out, and I'll be right up.
I'd better end up looking like the girl on the box.
Well, she was Swedish and 6'2", but I'll do what I can. No! Why did you guys draw in there? I gave you paper. You're supposed to draw on the paper, not the wall. Not the paper. Oh, come on. Stay away from the kids. God, he's covered in mud. Get off me. Costco, get off. Off, off, off.
Hug McQuaid in the mud puddle.
You think? Hey, are my burgers done? No, your burgers are burnt. Because I told you to keep an eye on them and tell me when they were done.
Well, I washed them for a little while, but then it got boring. Anyway, looks like they're done.
Get out.
Now you're having duck burgers.
Guess what, Max? I took a little visit to my old room and I accidentally wet my nose on your stupid unicorn.
You monster! This is for uni!
Hey, hey! Oh. You're dead!
sister, but enough of you guys! Make you wish for nothing more!
Hi, girls, how was dinner?
It's not as bad as it looks.
Look what Jesse did to me.
All right, that's as bad as it looks, yeah.
I look like a troll from the movie Trolls. My life is over. And I can't get my boys to stop doing...
And why are the babies tied to a bar stool? And why are they coloring all over my island? And on their faces?
And what happened to the drapes?
And why does it smell like smoke? And why are you covered in fire retardant?
And why are you cooking a ceramic duck?
Well... Because your kids are wild animals. And this is how they express their creativity. I've always hated those drapes, and where there's smoke, there's fire, which I try to put out with this clearly faulty fire extinguisher. And that duck needed to die. Any more questions?
Yeah, what is that beeping?
Yeah, sure, anyone could take the battery out. I'm going upstairs to fix my hair.
Well, that babysitter is not getting paid. Well, everything is cleaned up and back to normal.
Well, except for Ramona's hair. She still looks like a giant chia pet.
Uncle Jesse, are you okay?
No, I'm not. I can't do this anymore. You guys keep Pamela. I'll come back another 17 years. Oh, she likes Elmo and Chance the Rapper.
Wait, wait, wait. What happened to you tonight?
I don't know. I guess raising kids was harder than I remembered. You think I lost my dad, Mojo?
Are you kidding? Do you remember when you lived in this very room? You know, if those pink bunnies were still on the walls, they would remind you of all the amazing dad talks you gave us right here.
Remember the time that I got DJ's part in that oat boat commercial and she chased me around the kitchen trying to murder me?
I remember that.
Yeah, Uncle Jesse saved your life that night.
What is it about that kitchen that made kids want to kill each other?
No matter how hard the problem was, you always found a solution.
You were always so patient and kind and sweet with us.
And no matter how bad the problem was, you always found a way to make it better.
Where'd that guy go?
He's right here. You just need to dig down through that grumpiness and crankiness and find that guy who has the biggest heart we have ever seen.
That was pretty awesome, wasn't I? All right, I'm gonna go take another try with the boys.
How did we get so good at this?
We learned it from him.
I'm sorry that I lost my cool.
We probably deserved it.
No, this one was on me. I wasn't listening to you guys. I mean, I was talking at you, and I should have been talking to you. Can we try it again?
Yeah.
Come on, sit down. Now, I get it. It's got to be a bummer sharing a room with your brother. But there's got to be pluses, too. Like, I'm sure he helps you with your homework.
He does.
And it must be great to have him there when you have nightmares, huh?
Oh, it is.
You see, this is beautiful. Now, listen, he's not just your brother. He's your best friend.
He is.
All right, guys. Do you want to try the I love you thing one more time? This time from the heart, huh?
I love you, bro.
I love you, man.
Aww. I love both of you. Come on, let's show your mom.
Daddy!
I'm being paged. I'm coming.
Daddy!
Oh, Daddy's here. Daddy's here. Now, can we try this falling asleep thing one more time, please?
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to sing you a song. Ready?
Okay.
Okay? Okay? Oh, baby, let
me... No. From the heart.
Ah.
Baby, let me be
ba-do-a-da-bop.
Your loving teddy bear.
Ba-do-a-da-bop.
Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Your teddy bear. I just wanna be your teddy bear.
Ooh. I still got it.